Unit 16. Audio 61.
So, you're quite happy with the idea of people in your organisation taking a career break?
Yes, although we prefer to use the term flexi-work, which is a better description.
How did the idea come about? I mean, a lot of employers wouldn't like the idea of their staff disappearing for a year or so.
We introduced flexi-work at a time when our industry was having a bit of a downturn. Things were quiet. It meant we could cut the wage bill, but also retain staff for when the situation improved again.
So it was basically just a cost-cutting measure?
No, it was more of an experiment. One that wouldn't be too expensive. And it's been very successful. In fact, it's now official company policy.
Do you think this is something that other companies will take up?
I'm not sure. I think we're lucky because we specialise in consultancy. A lot of our work is project-based, and our consultants do 3 months here, 6 months there, so it's quite easy for us to fit this kind of thing in.
I think most people would see the advantages for the employee, but are there any other benefits for the company?
Well, yes. Apart from the cost savings that I mentioned before, it does a lot for our retention rate, so we don't get nearly so many resignations. If someone wants to broaden their horizons by having a long career break, they can have one, no problem. The other advantage is when we're recruiting, when we're looking for new talent. If we say we don't just allow career breaks, we actively encourage them as part of your career development, that's very attractive to prospective employees.
Presumably, there are some people who go off for a few months and don't come back.
For some people, yes. It acts as a catalyst for them to head off in a new direction. But for most people, it gives them a chance to recharge their batteries, and they return with renewed enthusiasm. From the point of view of motivation, it's great. It's a win-win situation. And in terms of personal development, people come back having learned something new, maybe a new language, or they've developed a soft skill like leadership or whatever. But the bottom line is, those new skills are of value to the company as well.